This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Say it was the most important thing, but that's not a person in here that can lie to themselves and say it's not important. What you have on right now represents money. What you drove up in represents money. The air you're feeling and breathing right now represents money. In fact, the scripture says, and you have to put it in its proper context, money answers all things, all temporal or natural things. Amen. And I don't know a person alive who is, it's all about money, it's all about money. We need to hear about money. And we need to hear about how to increase money. Because the more people you have debt-free, that's not working in an Egyptian system or a secular system, is more people that can go out and tell people about Jesus, establish Christian businesses to see souls come in. A lot of us are bound because of money. But when we get the money thing together, now we can go out and do what thus saith the Lord. Anybody have a situation and they say, man, if I had more money, I would do such and such. If doesn't come if we don't plan and begin to take care of what it takes to make sure you have it. These principles, people of God, work, but you have to work them. Amen. Just like anything else, eating healthy, dieting, spiritual growth, there are principles that have to be practiced. All right, so understanding seasons. Go to Galatians 6 and 9. We're back in Galatians now. Galatians 6 and 9. Many of us know this, but I just want to cover it real quick. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Anybody ever got weary in well-doing? Boy, you trying to lose weight. You say, man, pounds, y'all not coming out fast enough. Let me get me something to eat. I'm trying to save money, but golly, the car done broke down and the radiator done went. No. Let me finish the rest of it. He says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't quit. You might be discouraged sometimes. It may seem hard sometimes, but I want you to know due season is coming. You just have to continue to sow. You remember our primary text? We found it in Genesis chapter 8 and 22. For as long as the earth remains. The key to all this, we was talking about in Sunday school, and I was mentioning it to my wife, and I said it to the brothers in Sunday school. I said, this is the kind of revelation that you chew on and don't swallow. What I mean by that is, there are some things that you can hear, and it may not make sense right now, or you may not even believe it right now, but if you just chew on it for a while, eventually God will add the saliva for you to swallow. Here's the principle. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's not just so much the Word of God that God is speaking, but I want you to know this. Whatever word you believe produces faith in your life. Here's a good example. Somebody's mouth told you can't do something or you won't do something. If you believe that, it became faith and you got the result of what you believed in. Somebody may say, you can, you're going to be this, you're going to do this, and you believed it. It didn't have to be the word of God. That's a principle. Faith is a principle that God has given us from the spirit realm. Chew on it. A lot of us are where we are based on our faith. What do you believe? You ever heard somebody say they think they somebody? Y'all might not admit it, but that's all right. Maybe one of us said it. But don't you know, because they thought they were somebody, they became that body? The Bible even says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What do you believe? But then some people don't practice faith at all. And you have what's called the ministry of settling. Because you can settle, and that's as far as you'll go. Peter could have been a settler when he was on the boat and Jesus was walking on the water and all the disciples was just pointing. There you go, there you go. I like old Peter, bro. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Don't you know Peter started walking on the water? Say, I don't want to get too spiritual because we'll shout out that he walked on the water. I want you to catch the principle. The principle is because he had faith, he did what Jesus said. Let me help you this morning. Whatever you have faith for, it'll become life to you. Because what you're doing right now, you have faith for. That's why you're doing it. Where you are right now, you have faith for it. That's why you're doing it. He says, all things, David, are possible if you can believe. What we're believing right now is a result of where we are right now. I only can believe for $7.25 an hour. That's all I'm worth. I only can believe for $15 an hour. That's all I'm worth. Or that's all I'm willing to stretch my faith for. But God showed me. Even as simple as church. The man came with his daughter who was sick. And he told Jesus, if you can do anything. Jesus said, if I can. He says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Watch this. All Jesus was saying is, if you say, if you can, you don't believe me. What can you believe God for? What dream is in your heart? A lot of times the dreams in our heart, if they're godly, and I want to make this as practical as possible, a lot of times God has put that in your heart. Now, we may say, I can't do that. I got a dream that's in my heart that I will accomplish. You know why I'm going to accomplish that dream? Because, number one, I know it comes from God because it's backed up in Scripture. Number two, I'm going to make it my business to go after this dream. And by me saying I'm going to go after the dream when it has not materialized yet, that makes it faith. What you're wearing right now is faith. That was a clothing designer that designed the clothes. Before he designed it, it was nothing. But then he seen in his mind the pattern, and they begin to sew. Then they begin to mass manufacture that, and you're wearing somebody's faith. If you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe. I like the fractions Jesus gave. It's interesting how he talks about the four different types of soil. There was only one soil that the word was planted in that was good soil. The other three types of soil all had challenges. Rocky, thorny, wayside. The question this morning is, what kind of soil are you? Because if you make up in your mind to be good ground and to receive everything God has, I see you put it on me, and become everything God has, God will bless you to produce what you have faith for. Can you believe it? Principle. Sowing seed. Saving the finances. Understanding seasons. If you don't give up, the season's going to change. Anybody ever seen somebody? This is a good illustration when you think about people in the military. You might go to basic training with somebody and they start off at E1, but they don't quit and they stay with it. 10 years later, oh, they're E6. They no different from you. All they did was stay with the process. But then you get people who get off the train. Well, I think I'm going to get out the military. Okay. They may do well. They may not. They got out of the process. It's the same thing with life. Some people start off serving God, and they get out of the process, and then they pay the price for it. They may come back. They may not. Same thing with finances. You can start off diligent, doing what you're supposed to do, tithing and saving, whatever. You get off the process. That's Satan's job, to get you off the process. But if you stay with the process, you see that E1, eventually E9 or O, whatever. Everything in life is a process. Don't get sidetracked too early. Some of us get sidetracked in the race. But if you stay true to what God has told you, your season will come. Don't let anybody fool you. To everything in life, there is a season. Last point I'm going to cover with y'all. I think that's all y'all can handle this morning. Proverbs 22:7. How many know what they come to church for? Boy, that's strong. Once you understand why you're here, how many of you have a picture of a brighter tomorrow? Or you have a desire for one? That's why you come. The word of God produces hope, or it adds to the hope you already have. And it takes hope and begins to manifest with your faith what you're looking to have. I come that God might speak and reveal his will for my life, his blessings on my life, and his purpose for my life. And if I stay in the river long enough, I'm going to be like that tree in Psalms 1, that everything I do begins to prosper. All my leaves become green, and I begin to flourish. If you take a plant in its beginning stages and you don't water it enough, eventually it dies. You wonder how people backslide and go back into the world. And you say, this person used to be strong. All they got to do is watch the track record. What happened to the river? Did they stay by the river? And I don't mean this church, but I mean the river. If you stay by the river of God, the word of God, not only will you prosper, you're going to grow. A long time ago, there was a woman named Jackie McCullough, and she preached this word called, "This yoke is too fat for my neck." A lot of times, people don't stay in church long enough to get a yoke fat enough or get a neck fat enough to break the yoke. So they got the same yoke year after year. Will you break that yoke? Will you be set free? Will you fulfill everything God has in your heart to fulfill? I'm addicted to this. You can learn a lot from a drug addict. A drug addict is committed. They committed to the cause. They do whatever it takes. But a lot of times we wear the name Christian, but we're not committed to the cause. A person that's really strung out on drugs, they'll do things you never think possible.